FBI whistleblower Colleen Rawley was the star witness yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. It was her first appearance on Capitol Hill since she sent FBI Director Robert Mueller a sharply critical memo last month denouncing an overly bureaucratic and risk-averse culture within the FBI. Mueller, who testified separately, said he welcomed Rawley's criticism. NPR's David Wolna reports from the Capitol.
As the FBI's chief legal counsel in Minneapolis, Agent Rawley was deeply frustrated with her field office's failure to get FBI headquarters approval for a search warrant last August. It was to inspect the contents of a computer belonging to Zakaria Moussaoui. The French national was arrested in Minnesota just a few weeks before September 11th. Authorities now believe Moussaoui was to have been the 20th plane hijacker. Rawley told the committee she spent three mostly sleepless days drafting her complaint to the FBI director.
I know in the FBI, you don't venture close to criticizing a superior without really running some risks. But in this case, I was pleasantly surprised that, you know, I've been promised repeatedly no retaliation. And I want to hope that that kind of atmosphere now starts to kind of take over.
The FBI is exempt from federal whistleblower protections, but FBI Director Mueller earlier in the day assured the committee Rawley would suffer no reprisals. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter told Rawley the panel would make sure the FBI honored that commitment.
I think you performed a great service for the FBI because after Director Mueller's first response, which was unresponsive to your memo, he did come forward and articulate an acknowledgement of the problems and then move to correct them, which is indispensable.
Still, Rawley said it was ridiculous that between 7 and 9 levels of bureaucracy persist in the FBI's decision-making process.
We have a culture in the FBI that there's a certain pecking order, and it's pretty strong, and it's very rare that someone picks up the phone and calls a rank or two above themselves. It would have to be only on the strongest reasons.
The 21-year FBI veteran said she was frustrated with the cumbersome and outdated computer systems the agency still uses. Patrick Leahy, the Democratic chair of the Judiciary Committee, had pressed FBI Director Mueller earlier in the day on what kind of computer searches his agents did in response to the arrest of Zakaria Moussaoui.
Did they do a search beyond just a name, but to things like aviation schools or pilot training?
It's my understanding that they did not.
That would have been helpful if they had, wouldn't it?
I believe it would have been helpful. And one of the things that I have stated on many occasions is that what I would hope to have in the future is the technology in the computer system that would better enable us to do exactly that type of search.
Mueller said he'd like to update all the FBI's computers within a year, but admitted it will likely be at least 2 years before that's done. He declined to answer questions about the newly proposed Department of Homeland Defense. Committee Chair Leahy disputed Mueller's contention that it was merely coincidence that the White House announced the plan for the department the day of this widely publicized hearing.
The press is already reporting from the White House that it was purposely done today. I'm not sure why. I don't understand these things. I would hope not done to distract from this hearing, because this hearing, I think, has been an extremely good one.
Leahy vowed his committee will keep up its close oversight of the FBI. David Wolna, NPR News, The Capitol.